You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
When the chips are down and democracy's back is up against the wall, two radio veterans step up to the microphone to right the wrongs, standing for truth, justice, and just because. Hey, are they ready to go yet? No. It's no. John and Gordy on 92.7 WMDX.
Wait a minute. Oh, hold on. All right, well.
I guess we're ready now.
I guess we're just going to have to throw this thing together and see what happens.
And away we go.
Yeah, well.
Good morning.
All right. Hey, good morning to you, Gordy Young.
Thank you, John Peterson.
And Dom Lee is our engineer and producer.
Dominic, good morning to you.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Well, so far, it's been kind of a shambles, but we're trying to pull it together if we can.
How has it been a shambles? What's been so shambles?
Well, here's the thing. You know, it's always a challenge to get the microphones to balance on these on this tower of books.
And the webcam on the styrofoam, you know?
Yeah, the webcam on the styrofoam chunk that we have, you know, over there on the table.
I go around the station, you know, telling people this is a major market radio station right here. So we have this stack of books, and
you know, I don't
what
I don't mind the books so much. It's just that every day they're kind of rearranged. You know,
yeah.
I don't know why they have to be rearranged. You know, I guess because DJs are different height.
Well, we could have staff here,
but it's really
checking them out and, you know, reading during the day.
Well, I blame Todd Alba. Because he comes in and he has to move.
Yeah.
That gets moved over here. This gets moved over there.
Todd.
Everything he rearranges.
What's with that guy?
He probably says the same thing when he comes in. It's like, why do John and Gordy have to rearrange everything? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is.
Why do they use two mics? Why don't they just use one?
Oh, good morning. And happy Tuesday.
I think so.
July 8th. Yeah.
Yeah.
The sunshine this morning.
Isn't it gorgeous?
Wow.
Another beautiful morning.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And pretty low humidity. It's going to be warming up to a high near 80 today. And we might see a shower or thunderstorm this afternoon. Yeah.
Should I check your
Samsung WMDX watch.
Yeah, I'll check.
And did it rain last night? I don't remember.
Yeah, we got some sprinkles.
65.
Rain. Yeah.
65. Currently 82 is a predicted high. And
what time is sunset?
Low tonight is around 65. So, oh yeah, you haven't asked that in a long time.
I know. Well, I'm very worried about the sunset.
Sunset, believe it or not, it's, yeah.
What?
It's up there. 8:38 is the sunset.
Amazing, isn't it?
Time.
Yeah.
Set your watches to.
Okay. We'll look for that. That's good. A little bit later on, we'll be talking to Lisa Bernard from the Dane County Humane Society, get the latest from her and find out about some pets that are up for adoption.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to be talking with Jim from Madison Hearing Aid Center in our 7 o'clock hour, and get caught up with them, with Jim and Sarah. Right?
Well, that's good. Yes.
I think I'm not sure if both of them are coming in or just Jim. But in any case, they'll
Jim
be here.
Sarah, yeah.
They'll be here from Madison Hearing Aid Center.
All right.
Great place. So, did you have a good day yesterday?
I did. Yeah. Oh, man, did I have a good day yesterday.
I didn't get the lawn mowed, unfortunately.
Oh, you didn't? What the hell were you doing, man? You said you were out
like,
and about.
I was thinking about it, and then I thought, well, why should I mow the lawn on my birthday? I really shouldn't do it. I shouldn't strain myself. I just relax.
You rewarded yourself.
Just take
yourself.
It easy.
I did.
I rewarded myself.
Oh, that's really nice.
Yeah.
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 What did you do?
Well, I went and looked at
you were looking for cars.
Electric vehicles.
You texted me at one point.
Yes.
And I
went out and I was shopping for an EV.
Yeah.
And I am completely unfamiliar with EVs. I've never driven one. I haven't been in one. I haven't been in a modern car in thousands of years. You know, I went home after looking at the CV. I took it out for a test drive.
Yeah.
And I told my wife, I said, well, welcome to the Stone Age family here. You
know? Really?
Man, I'm telling you. I mean, cars and vehicles. Oh.
Did you test it out?
Did you
drive a couple?
I didn't realize that vehicles were this advanced. I felt like I was in some kind of a Jetson episode. You know, it was truly an unbelievable experience.
No kidding. Well, really, is it that much different?
You have
a hybrid, right? And you've had a hybrid for a long time.
But it really doesn't matter. When you hit the accelerator.
Yeah? What happens?
It's immediate. There's no pause. There's no time for the cylinders to get up its energy.
No.
It just goes, and it is so smooth, and it's so quiet. Mm. And I tried a Kia.
Okay.
And it was just so perfect. The ride was stiff. And I could corner at 80 miles per hour. The salesman didn't like that. But you have to test these things.
Yeah, Kias are nice.
Oh, it's
I like Kias.
It was gorgeous. You know, it was a black Kia, and it's just wow. And I the thing is, you want to kind of get in on the rebate. I mentioned this
yesterday.
Yeah, well, I did mention it sometime yesterday. It all just fades. Oh no, it was with Pat Kreitlow. I don't think anybody else caught it.
Yeah,
but I read a story where the best kind of used car to get right now is an EV because they're very low priced. They're lease cars. They have very low mileage.
Right.
And they're actually less expensive than gas cars, used cars. So I went out and I looked, and man, it's gorgeous. Absolutely. I'm sold on it.
Yeah.
Sadly, I have certificates of deposit with all my money.
Well,
and I'm wondering how am I going to get those? How am I going to get at least one of those out? This would be my comic book money.
Mm.
But I'm thinking a modern car with all the conveniences, with all the warning systems in place. You know, it tells you, pedestrian is walking. The car in front of you stops. You stop automatically. I was fascinated by the button on the console. It was like automatic parking. And
oh, really?
Wow.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Automatic parking.
Sure.
It just kind of lifts you up and then drops you into
the
space.
Did you try it?
No.
It's too risky. It's too scary, I feel like.
Were you with the salesperson in the car?
I was, yes.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did they guide you through the handling of things?
Well, he showed me what
the right buttons
were. Yeah. He told me what they did and which one to hit next. I was a little offended. He told me to put the blinker on. I like to surprise other drivers.
All right. So you're close to making a purchase, do you think? Or are you just getting started?
Well, I love this car so much. And here's the other thing. What I'm looking for is an all-wheel drive because we have winters up here.
Oh, yeah.
They have front wheel, rear wheel, and all-wheel drive. And I really want the all-wheel. And this is all-wheel, so I'm really kind of hot on this first car I see I want to buy.
And does it have a huge tablet in the middle, in the dead center?
No, actually, it doesn't have the tablet. It has a very, very smooth dashboard screen, it's sectioned into two, but it's absolutely gorgeous. I don't remember seeing that when I was on Car Guru, which is, the app I check out all these cars with. I mean, you can find out, what's a good deal, an average deal, or a bad deal from there. You have to go there. It's the best car app, because the other ones kind of throw you into new car dealerships.
Mm-hmm.
But this car, this one really does look at used cars from a personal point of view and dealerships as well, and so, combined.
Okay. Well, good.
Yeah, it's really
keep
great.
Us posted on
well,
the progress
I will,
of that.
I will keep you posted on
really want to know.
Yeah, I know.
When you're
everybody
ready to
cares,
pull the
right? But I'm just telling you, cars have made amazing advances, and I know there are people out there saying, yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on my third one. I trade in every year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dom, how was your day and evening?
Yeah.
It was busy.
It was kind of boring, honestly. Yeah. I just took a nap. But I know tonight it's not going to be boring. I'm going line dancing.
Oh, no.
Wait a minute.
Oh, no.
You should You're going John's line dancing.
I'm going line dancing, where, yeah.
Sounds awful.
Some country music bar? Where are you going?
I could not tell you. My roommate is just gonna bring me and bring my girlfriend and I. We're going to go there.
Do you have a cowboy hat?
I do have a and cowboy boots. Do you? So, you know, this is do perfect.
You? Yeah. No, seriously.
You got to take a picture.
Yeah, I do.
Really?
Yeah. But I don't ever wear them except for this this one reason, okay? I'm not going to wear it to work one day, but.
Thank God.
You know. Okay, yeah. Well, you know, there's a problem with that because, you know, guys don't necessarily catch on to the new dance steps quickly enough.
That's going to scare me. I don't think I'm going to do that good tonight. I don't think I'm going to do that good at all. But
so you're going with your girlfriend, Isabella?
Correct. Yes. Correct.
Okay.
Correct, yeah.
And another
does
person?
Does she?
Roommate.
And yeah, roommate as well.
Does she know how to line dance?
She knows how to dance, so it's better
course,
than me.
Of course they do.
Yeah, right? I'm going to take two steps, and I'm going to lose where I'm going. So,
but you have to pick up on the dance steps and the and what dance step
slide,
follows the other
turning.
Dance
I don't,
step.
Yeah, how do people even know how to do that?
Men can't do that, you know, so turn in your man card if you do, if you do well.
Yeah, yeah. Well, right. Let us know how that goes.
Okay,
tomorrow.
We'll do. We'll do. I'll talk about it.
Is it time for the award-winning game show, Would You Rather? I got the name right this
did,
time.
It's
Would You Rather?
Time.
We forgot to do this
All right,
yesterday.
Here we go.
Yep, it's
here
always time.
Okay. We got the music?
Yes, we got the music. All right. So first question. Would you rather have an extra arm or an extra leg? Which one would you rather have? Got to choose one.
Well, I could answer that.
This is a terrible question.
I don't want to answer. You know, I've always.
Next question.
Okay. All right. I think I had an idea of what's going on here. Okay.
Well, you know, I've been told.
Next question.
Okay.
Do it. Just do it.
All right. Second question. For this question, you'll be. I can't even say what I need to say. You'll be locked in a room full of spiders for a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
Would you rather have the lights on or off?
Well, on.
On.
So
yeah.
I can run around. And
I don't even. I want them off. I don't want to see them. I don't even want to.
No, they'll be all over you. You will die. So no, you want to see them and smash them.
Right.
But if it's a room full of them, you know, it'd be scary.
Catherine throws in her two cents every once in a while.
Idiots.
Yeah. Hey, you can blame Dom. He really came up with
the
question.
Well, you know.
It's your fault.
I didn't think the question would turn to that. Okay, last and final question. We got about a minute and a half. All right.
Okay.
Would you rather spend an hour going back in time to observe the dinosaurs? And you can pick the time period.
Okay.
Or would you want to spend an hour on another planet? This one's a lot. This one's a little tricky.
No, I'd want to
see
the
dinosaurs.
I thought
you were going to go into the future.
I want to see the dinosaurs too. Yep. I agree.
I would go to another planet.
I don't think there's anything on the other planet. So
Mars has
boring.
Water.
Boring. All right.
Yeah.
You got another one?
I'm done.
That's it.
Just three.
That's
three.
That's enough.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Because that first one was something else.
That was good.
Okay. Coming up, we've got Idiocracy.
You know, anytime you can get a reaction from Catherine like that, you
it
know
must
we're
be
doing
good.
Well.
It must be good. Okay. Coming up, we'll talk to Lisa Bernard from the Dane County Humane Society, find out some pets that are up for adoption, and a whole lot more coming up.
Yeah,
we're just getting going on this Tuesday morning. John and Gordy in the morning. Stay with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
You know, I was reading this little piece of history
Yeah.
From some book, someplace, written up in a review, but they talk about the old days when people had popcorn. They put it in a bowl and poured milk on it, and it was their breakfast cereal.
Popcorn with milk?
Yes, popcorn with milk. You don't have the butter on it. You don't have the salt, obviously, but you do have the popcorn. This is John and Gordy in the morning. I don't know why I brought that up, but I did.
I don't know either. Okay. Oh, well. But thank you.
Well, must be the vitamins.
Guess so.
New vitamins. All right. Well, let's go. You have something?
No, I actually don't. Oh, okay. No, let's check in with Pam Yonke.
Yes.
That's who we have right now. Good morning, Pam.
Good morning, fellows. Yeah, that one I had not heard before. I mean, it kind of makes sense if you're looking for calories and something to crunch on, but I don't know if I'm even intrigued to try that one. For me, popcorn is all about the butter and the salt. Yeah.
Exactly.
True. But, you know, it has those little holes in it, too. And I don't know if that goes well. You know, for breakfast, you got to pick them out of your teeth practically.
For the rest of the day.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. You know, in the old days, they did a lot of that crazy stuff. You know, we used to put milk on bread with sugar on it.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, no, really, I don't know why.
Okay.
maybe we were, you know, really poor at the time.
Maybe.
And parents didn't tell me.
Could be. All right, well, let's move into
the state budget. I mean, there's a lot of goodies in there for the ag community, aren't there?
Yeah, you know, I don't want to make anybody's head spin after a 4th of July weekend, but yeah, there is a lot of detail that we're still breaking down from the budget that was passed last week, guys, and so much of it is about Wisconsin agriculture. So just a couple highlight points that people should be aware of. There's about a little over $1 million that's being dedicated to dairy processing grants. Really, this is designed to keep Wisconsin's dairy infrastructure healthy, so processing capacity, innovation, efficiency, meat processors, although this was something that really became glaringly obvious during the pandemic when we had a difficult time processing all our livestock. The commitment financially stays in place with about $1.6 million for facilities to upgrade or improve their meat processing facilities. That's always good. We've got watershed grants out there. So when farmers put in conservation processes, or maybe they need to put in some mechanism that helps with manure management or something like that, sometimes they turn to the state for a little financial assistance. It doesn't pay for the whole project, but it helps offset some of the costs, and they put $2 million in that producer-led watershed grant. And that money is distributed across the state. That's one of those areas I think we've talked about before, where now in Wisconsin, literally almost every county has a producer-led watershed grant, or producer-led watershed, where farmers and landowners voluntarily coming together to do these conservation projects. But like I said, every once in a while, they need a dollar or two, so $2 million in that. They're also looking at the Farm Center mental health vouchers. They're going to keep another $100,000 in that so that folks can turn to the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture and their Farm Center for mental health vouchers, different support mechanisms there. Also, we all know and have been paying attention to what's going on with the federal monies for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP. Mm-hmm. Well, Wisconsin is keeping $10 million in play for food security grant programs. So that should help provide direct grants to our nonprofit food banks, help them purchase Wisconsin-grown and processed food, which is something that most of them are already trying to do. So they've got about $10 million that they can try to lean on there. I know it's not nearly enough, but it's something.
Yeah.
We're also putting $500,000 in to help with tuition costs to train new commercial drivers, CDL driving. You know, if you're a semi-driver that's got CDL or those kinds of certifications, you're so valuable, not just to agriculture, because we need CDLs, but to think about all the milk trucks that get hauled. Think about all the, you know, product that's got to move from place to place. We need more CDL drivers, and that's going to help them with offsetting some of the tuition costs there. The other thing is they put another $20 million aside for what they call the Dairy Cattle Innovation Program. This is one where we're still going to be waiting on details, but really it's designed for farmers to invest in on-farm equipment or technology upgrades, a lot of software and things like that that will help them improve efficiency, animal care, and long-term viability for the dairy sector. This should go directly to farms. And stop and think about the heat we experienced over the weekend, fellas.
Yeah.
Every time that you turn the switch on for an air conditioner, a sprinkler, or something like that, it's money in a, out of a farmer's pocket. So hopefully some of this technology would help us, especially on those kind of high-stress situations. So that's something that was decided late in the budget process. I still need to work on details and how we might be able to execute that.
Well, you remember the story where they had the solar panels. Looked like wings, and the cattle would get under those wings. The cows would get under the wings and stay cool out of the sun.
And like I said, that, and even to your point about renewable energy, that's one under the big beautiful that I still have to ferret through today and see how much money remains for all those solar arrays, wind, you know, whatever renewable energy. Yeah. I know that there was a lot of discussion about stripping that out. So I got my work cut out for me on a Monday.
You do.
You're going to be busy. That's right.
Yes, just a little bit. Just a little heavy, heavy reading for the farm babe.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's true. You know, they had a lot of rebates as well that used to be in effect. I guess they're being phased out fairly soon.
That's the way I'm hearing. And for some of those solar arrays, for example, that were forced to kind of get their panels outside the United States, I understand that there's a tax that could be leaned against them starting after 2026. So like I said, I've got to check in with my renewable energy folks and find out what their read is on the big, beautiful bill that's signed in. There's a lot of agriculture in that, too, but I think we're going to probably have to wait until maybe Friday to discuss that.
All right. Let's do that.
Very good. Thank you, Pam Yonke. You have a great day and a great week. We'll talk to you on Friday.
All right.
You bet.
That's Pam Yonke, the fabulous farm babe from the Midwest Farm Report. Coming back with more of John and Gordy in the Morning, Idiocracy, right around the corner.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the Morning, and we hope you're having a good one on this beautiful, sunny morning in Madison. 92.7 on your radio dial, and check us out on the Civic Media app as well, anywhere in the world, and text us as well in voice note.
Looking good right outside our window, overlooking State Street, beautiful sunshine, a little hazy, or a little bit of cloud cover. We might get some rain later today and highs. In the low 80s.
The sidewalk buffer just went by.
Did it?
So, yeah, now the sidewalks are nice and shiny and slippery, by the way.
Just look out for that.
Don't want it to rain anytime soon at this point.
No. Hey, you could win a pair of Brewers tickets from John and Gordy. In fact, you could sit with us at a game. The game we're talking about is a Cubs-Brewers game on Tuesday, July 29th. And we have premium seats, club-level seats. So it'll be you and John and Gordy, along with a friend of yours, you plus one, and John and Gordy on these club-level seats. It's easy to enter. Just go to WMDXradio.com and look for the banner at the top of the page talking about the Brewers and Cubs and John and Gordy. Special thanks to our giveaway sponsor, Downgren's Distilling, because they're going to provide, the goods to be able to have some food and drinks on us as well. So you get the tickets, you get the food and drinks, and you get to sit next to us at the Brewers and Cubs game July 29th. It's a Tuesday evening.
I'm saying I'm a little...
You're a little messy.
I'm a little messy with the ketchup.
Well, mustard, too.
Yeah. So it's going to be a little dangerous next to us. I'm sure that you'll probably want to find a seat someplace else.
Are you just saying that because you'd like to sit alone? Is that it?
Maybe I'll sit alone.
Maybe you should. Now, Ann is coming, too. She's a big Cubs fan. I'm a big Cubs fan. You know, the Cubs are on top of the National League Central.
I'm going to find a seat next to Bob Uecker, the statue they have up in the stands.
Oh, way up.
Yeah.
All right. Back row. Okay.
Well, let's get to our special guest this morning, as usual, Jim Santel, Amicus, the Law Review. You can listen to it on Saturday morning, 9 to 11 o'clock. He's got a lot of stuff to talk about, and we're going to talk about some of that stuff right now.
Yeah.
And that is that the federal Supreme Court has said that Trump can do anything he wants. He can overrule the legislative branch no matter what. You know, he can get rid of departments and fire people. Jim, tell me this isn't our biggest nightmare. Tell me.
depending upon how our own individual lives may play out, it may well be our most significant administrative and constitutional nightmare as well. You got it just right. We've got this whole series of opinions, almost too numerous to inventory. For example, you've got the Supreme Court again. All these things, by the way, here's the other point. All of these being issued on this show called Shadow Docket without an explanation.
Right.
We talked about this previously. You've got the Musk team, access to all your Social Security Administration. Remember ending that humanitarian program that kept about 500,000 immigrants from being deported who were facing war and political turmoil back in their own countries, and removing the leaders of some two independent agencies, all of that. And now we've got this. Tuesday was a big day. At Tuesday, the Supreme Court, once again, shadow docket, no explanation other than the fact that the majority, it's an interesting majority, says that the government is likely to succeed in its argument that the president's executive powers are in fact there, and he's got the right to downsize the government, all that's legal. But we don't get any more description. We don't get an explanation for that. And basically, it is a green light for him to go ahead and do all that.
Yeah.
You may recall that, again, he did this a number of months ago when he basically said all agencies get up and running, prepare to downsize dramatically.
Yeah.
Here, the Supreme Court has now said, sure, you can go ahead and do that. And again, the big issue here for purposes of those of us who like transparency, and I know all your listeners do as well, we don't have an explanation for it. We do have one dissenter, and her name is Ketanji Brown Jackson.
Right.
And she says it's truly unfortunate. It's hubris. It's senseless. And it undercuts the authority of trial judges. But so this is a 9-1 non-decision. Interestingly, the other two other so-called liberals are playing with the majority here. But and who knows? My first reaction was maybe they're just exhausted with the fight, right? You know, at some point this does become just overwhelming.
And I think so. I have a quote from Jackson here. It is warned that such an executive action promises mass employee terminations, widespread cancellation of federal programs and services, and the dismantling of much of the federal government as Congress has created it. So that's the end of the government. Yeah, that's
it. As you said, a congressional action, they put in place things like, oh, I don't know, the Department of Education, and the president issues directives to his secretary basically to shut it down. All these other agencies, USAID, the names, again, are too numerous even to list here. And this is a very broad non-decision saying, go ahead and do what you want. And it should be a source of great concern, especially since, as we were talking in the break, we kind of thought we were done with all of this a couple of weeks ago at the end of the significant portion of their term. Apparently, they're more than happy to come in and do even more of it. So we'll see what the summer brings as well.
Well, yeah, we got a text here from Kerry mentioned that Congress has no power and is not an equal branch of government anymore, essentially. And not only that, but I just also want to warn you, too, because the guy in control of all the purse strings on this is the guy who came up with Project 2025. It's Russell Vogt. He's in charge of Office of Personnel Management, so OPM. And he's going to obviously take advantage of this. This is what they've been trying to do for so many years, and that's why they've put so many of these cases or these ideas in front of the Supreme Court, because they know they've got a very welcoming bunch of justices to play into this. And this has been their ideology for years, by the way, so it's nothing new.
Absolutely. Again, depending upon your particular perspective, at a minimum, and it's not an entirely bad thing. We know that Bill Clinton attempted and did do some things to reduce government. This has been the mantra of Democrats and Republicans. We have to have a smaller government. Doing it this way, however, in violation of, as you said, basic constitutional and statutory and congressional mandates, that's not the way to do it. Ketanji Brown Jackson is onto something. OPM, absolutely. Yeah. I worked for the government. OPM was the big agency out there, having to do everything related to personnel, hiring, firing, promotions. They have to not pass on all that, but they're the ones who administratively handle all that. And the fellow who's in charge of that now, I'm sure, is delighted by this decision on Tuesday and saying, here we go. Let's begin now. Let's begin now, as if we haven't done this in the past, really, to go after all these agencies.
Well, I can't believe that Kagan and who's the other one? Sotomayor went along with this. Yeah. What's the deal with that? I just don't get that at all.
Right, and Gordy, that, you know, then that underscores too. Okay, we don't know that answer either. Why? Yeah. Because they're hiding under this simple one sentence statement that while he's likely to win on the merits when this case gets litigated further, which is another part of the docket, another part of the problem, and we don't know that either. We've got Ketanji Brown Jackson explaining her position. Typically, in these cases, the others I mentioned, the other two do weigh in, or at least join each other's opinions and say, no, I agree with her. Mm-hmm. But here, again, it is curious. And the other reason it's so curious is because this one's very, very broad. This is not, you know, just specific to an agency or a particular program, which is equally problematic as those things happen. This one is basically, again, OPM, John, as you just said, take your pick and go ahead and find federal employees and decide to chop away. It is not specific, and it's part of Ketanji Brown Jackson's objection. It's not specific as to agency mission and purpose. And absent that, how are courts to decide this? But we've got two of the others here. Well, actually, we've got eight of the others who look at that and say, no problem. Go ahead, Mr. President. Do what you would like.
You know, one of the things that we're looking at here is kind of a war on the Supreme Court bench, which I didn't anticipate. We mentioned this on the program a few days ago, and it wasn't just this case, but other cases as well, where, you know, the actual three liberals are starting to step out there and say things publicly that they really disagree with. And I think, you know, we didn't anticipate the Supreme Court having this dispute within the court itself. And with that, I think, you know, we're going to get some interesting stories and we're going to get some interesting perspectives on all of these decisions. I think they're going to be in the forefront, basically, is what I'm saying.
Absolutely. And they're going to grab headlines, right?
Yeah.
And again, there have always been times when the minority, whatever that is, has taken umbrage and objected to what the majority has said. You're absolutely right. Most notably, we've got this sparring between Ketanji Brown Jackson and Amy Coney Barrett in this case, the most significant of the term, I believe, having to do once again with not just birthright citizenship, but national universal injunctions. And they go after each other back and forth. And Amy Coney Barrett names Ketanji Brown Jackson by name in her majority opinion, which is very seldom happens. We've always had disagreements. That's okay. Now we're dropping the I respectfully dissent to simply say things like I dissent or with great sadness, with profound concern about the democracy, the republic, I vehemently dissent. And so the vitriol is increasing. Maybe we do need a bit of summer to bring that down a bit.
Everybody take a break.
Some time off, and they're not going to take a break. They're still going to, you know, rule on these immediate cases on the shadow docket anyway. But, you know, there's even talk on the right now to get rid of Ketanji Brown Jackson because she is stepping out too often for them. She's speaking out too often, which I think has tinges of racial animus.
Overtones.
Right,
yeah.
And, you know, she is the, and also one of the four women, right, on the court.
There you go.
They've also not gone without their criticism. Even before this happened, we know, and again, an awful lot of people look at that decision authored by Amy Coney Barrett that does, in fact, prohibit national jurisdictions, injunctions, rather, and say, gosh, maybe this was her attempt to make good again with that part of the electorate that was critical of her for sometimes siding with the liberals. Now she's back in our camp. You know, this the politicization of the court, not a good thing, not a good thing at the federal level, not a good thing at the state level either. and the sparring continues, and the language is heightened undeniably. Yeah. And is that helpful? I'm thinking probably not.
Yeah. Talking with Jim Santel, attorney at law. And Jim, what about, let's turn to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Yes. They're siding with Tony Evers and confirming administrative rule authority in a dispute over LGBTQ conversion therapy ban. Right. Talk about this. That's right. Tell us more about it.
There's some kind of committee that's taking control over the governor.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Right. Right. Exactly. And again, this is one of those, it's sort of like the national injunction issue too. On the surface, it seems to be about banning conversion therapy, which is the governor wanted to do. We want to do that by rule of an administrative agency, right? Yeah. That's the rulemaking authority that we were talking about before. It again has shades of previous legal concepts out there. And what happens is that the legislature's Joint Committee for Review of Administrative Rules block that ban from taking effect and use the political maneuver of legislative authority to keep that rule shelved. That is banning the conversion therapy that otherwise would be a part of the executive branch's decision-making. Supreme Court, again, comes out, and a majority opinion written by Jill Karofsky says that this process whereby the legislature has basically usurped the right of the governor cannot stand. A couple of reasons for that. And we've got an important constitutional decision once again.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We'll be back with more, Jim.
Stay with us. Jim Santel will continue the conversation with John and Gordy in just a moment.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Oh, yes! We have no bananas. We have no bananas today.
WMDX, John and Gordy.
I got your bananas.
We're talking about bananas and banana beer here on the show.
Yeah. Because that's what Mike McCabe had a lot of over in Tanzania. I always want to say Tasmanian devil. Those cartoons from our childhood. You can wake up and sleep better on a Verlo mattress. A lot has changed since 1958, but one thing that has not changed is their commitment to direct-to-consumer products and providing superior prices, too. And right now, there's still a sale going on, 30 to 50% off adjustable bed frames.
It's incredible.
I know.
Incredible.
It's amazing. Check them out at the east side or west side of Madison, or go to verlo.com for more information.
Yeah.
Okay, we're back with Mike McCabe, Substack blogger and author, telling us about his amazing trip.
All right, this was quite remarkable when you described the fall that you took.
You were hiking around this mountain, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're getting
you're getting
an exclusive here because I didn't write about this incident on Substack.
Mm. Okay.
And I haven't even told friends and family here about it.
So John and Gordy exclusive. Mark this down.
This is an exclusive.
Okay.
But we did a hike from the rim of Olmadi Crater down into to the crater floor. This is a former mountain that had the top blown off of it, and you know, probably a million years ago. And now there's this amazing meadow down in the floor of this crater. And I did post some photos on social media of the cloud cover that would be in these craters in the morning.
I saw that. Yeah.
You know, it's almost like you're, you know, suspended in midair above the clouds, like you're in heaven or something. But anyway, we're hiking down this crater, and if anybody's ever hiked on the one side of Devil's Lake, where you kind of are scrambling up or down boulders that are sort of scattered.
Yeah.
It was sort of like this, a little steeper than that, but we were kind of going down toward this beautiful waterfall, and it was raining lightly, so the boulders were a little slippery, and I lost my footing, and I started tumbling, and sort of bounced from one boulder to another, and you know, I when it happened, once you're rolling, yeah, there's really nothing you can do except momentum, sort of go limp and just wait for it to stop.
Right.
And my son was hiking behind me and you know, told me later, you know, I thought I was watching my dad die right before my eyes.
Wow.
And yeah, I said, yeah, how far did I fall? And he says, I don't know, like, you know, 15 feet, something like that. But it was like bouncing, yes, from boulder to boulder. And I finally came to a rest, and I was bleeding from my forehead, and I was kind of bleeding from, yeah, arms and hands where I'd sort of hit these boulders. And he administered first aid and was very concerned that, you know, that I was badly yeah, wounded. And I said, I kind of took inventory.
Yeah.
And I thought, I don't think I hit my head. I don't feel like I've got any broken bones. I'm, yeah, kind of battered and bloodied, but I think I'm okay. And he, yeah, sort of didn't believe me at first. Yeah. And I said, really? I'm fine. I think, and I was able to hike out of that
crater.
You were
in shock. You hiked out, yeah,
he was assuming I was just in shock.
Yeah.
But I amazingly did not have a head injury, and I did not have any broken bones. And I don't know how we would have got off of that mountain, yeah, if I had. It would have really messed things up because it started raining a lot harder on the, yeah, on the way out of there. But, you know, it was just one of those things. I have hiked Devil's Lake over those, yeah, boulders, right, many, many times, yeah, and without incident. But this time, just whatever happened, the boot gave way and I, yeah, started tumbling down this ledge.
So did you continue your hike down to the water? Were you going down to the waterfall?
And Casey finally believed, yeah, that I was okay, yeah, when, right, I said, look, just let me sit here and, yeah, you go take pictures of the waterfall.
Okay.
And he hiked down a little bit further and took these photos of this gorgeous waterfall. Mm. But I just stayed put. But I was able to get myself out of there, and I walked under my own power back up to the rim of the crater and then down from the rim to lower ground. And I, you know, it was,
they do say that, you know, if you have enough banana beer, your body relaxes and you're able to take those falls.
And amazing. It was quite a while, yeah, after the banana beer consumption that I did this hike. It was like the next day or something, oh, okay, but maybe it was still with me in some way.
Maybe, yeah. But you weren't wearing any hiking gear, like a helmet and padding or anything like that.
No, and so that's why I got scraped up pretty bad and got some real beauties, bruises that were some real beauties, especially on my hip and my forearms and everything. But,
oh, man.
But I lived to tell about it. And, right, and to me, you know, I was just so thankful that this didn't ruin the, yeah, trip for everybody who was with me.
Right.
You know, and I was able to carry on, and, yeah, and I didn't miss any of the things to come.
It's amazing.
And so, yeah, it was,
you're a very lucky man, Mike McCabe.
It sounded like near the end, you know, unbelievable.
But when you're falling like that, yeah, you don't even really know how far you're falling. I said, how far did I fall? Yeah. And because I just know I'm sort of rolling and
tumbling.
then bang, I'd hit another part of my body and, yeah, kind of, you're like sort of bouncing off these boulders, and it was a weird experience, but I lived to tell about it.
And yes, I thought falling off my bed a couple of weeks ago was bad. That's nothing.
There you go.
Nothing.
See?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, Mike, that's an amazing story, yeah, and
a John and Gordy exclusive.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
It's amazing.
We appreciate it.
Well, we're glad you're here and, yep, able to continue
and right,
being our guest.
I really hope that any listeners who you know are interested in this stuff will go to my Substack.
Yeah.
And read about the trip, the really important and magical parts of this trip.
Yeah, wonderful stuff.
Oh, yeah, great photos and videos.
Mike, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. We'll see you next Wednesday.
All right. Yep.
Tomorrow, Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils will join us, and also Jim Santel will explain what the Supreme Court has done lately.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Big news.
Big news there. Stephanie Miller's next. Have a great day. So long.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.